You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi, this is 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry and I'm here with Batsarai Shasha.
Just performed with Ntaka Band.
Ntaka Band, yeah. That's my band, yeah.
You've just gone to the gamut of what jazz is in Zimbabwe. Is that your thing?
It's kind of my thing. I'm still trying to find myself, but yeah, it is. I'm gravitating towards jazz with speed, more than I anticipated I would. Yeah, but yeah, I'm comfortable to say that I'm in my game, jazz.
But I mean, like, you're a live performer. Live performers tend towards experimenting a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel that felt natural for you, or it was a case of you just ended up in it?
I think I actually ended up because of that aspect. Because jazz allows you to really explore when it comes to musical instruments, your vocals, your performances, your dance, your percussion, everything. Jazz is that free and it's that broad. So it gives you that platform. You'll be able to explore everything and experiment, and you'll be surprised what will happen on stage even. Yeah.
I see a lot of your performance as well as your writing. It draws a lot of inspiration from Oliver Tukut.
Yeah, I would say yes. According to me, he was in jazz, but then he managed to find his own sound.
Like an Afro pop.
Yeah, like an Afro pop sound, which he ended up saying Tuku music, which is what I'm trying to do. Get comfortable in jazz, find my own sound, and grow with it. Yeah. So it's only been like 9 months of performing. So yeah, I'm quite young.
So why him?
I grew up listening to him, and according to me, his journey through music is one that I can really trace and see where he came from and where he ended up. You know, nowadays artists can just come from nowhere and start singing. But Mr. Oliver Mtukudzi started from nothing until he became a legend. Yeah.
Why is live performance important to you?
Live performance is so important because that's when you really capture the feelings of the people and you are able to give them what they want to feel. You are able to really understand what people are looking for in music, rather than them listening at home and all. But when you're performing, you can feed from the audience, you feed from the crowd, and you know what they want, and you give them that.
What was the toughest crowd you ever performed to?
The toughest crowd that I've ever performed was it was in Mbare. It was in Mbare. The club was England, Little England. So they have their own artists who come and perform there. So I went there with my own sound, own jazz, and it took them time to really get into the exact. I did. I always do. It's my game. I always do.
So where are you hoping to get to? Are we talking about?
Where I'm going, awards, my guy, awards. I want to take over and win awards. I'm talking about collaborations from within our region, Africa, and the rest of the world. Yeah.
So which artist would you like to perform alive? Because Tuku's dead.
Tuku's so. Dead. Yeah, he passed
okay,
on.
I can't laugh about that.
Of course. He was, we were actually talking to him about a collaboration, and then he passed on before that materialized. So I was quite.
So you hope, who are you hoping to collaborate?
Zahara. Ringo.
From Zimbabwe?
From Zimbabwe, I'm looking at Tashi with Zinza. It's quite awesome. I love his sound as well. And
so no Ja Praise of Winky D in there?
Well, yeah, of course. I would love that. I would love a Ja Praise collaboration. I would love even Ndumiridzo as well. Even Winky D. You know, art is about you become
a vibe.
You have to adjust. You know what I mean? He comes in with his own sound, I come in with my own sound, we make something together and make the people happy. Yeah.
So what are you listening to right now?
Right now I'm listening to a lot of Richard Bonner. Yeah, I'm listening to a lot of Richard Bonner and the Mkomba Brothers. I watch their performances and their festivals. I feed a lot from that, from their performances. On my playlist, on my phone, I love to listen to the pop sounds, you know, what people are listening to. Love the Tammy Moyos, the Amara Browns, all those. I listen to those. But when I'm sitting down for music, I'm watching festivals, I'm watching the legends, I'm watching, yeah.
So final question, where can people find your stuff? What are you up to?
People can find me on Facebook. I'm very much busy there. My page is Batsirai Shasha. I'm on Twitter as well, Shasha Batsirai. Instagram, it's Batsirai Shasha. And on YouTube, Batsirai Shasha for videos. Yeah. And I'm working on my second album right now. And I'm also working on a lot of other songs and videos.
So where can people find the first album?
Yeah, the first album will be found. The place is February. Mid-February, that's when the album will be available.
No, the first album. Is it online?
Oh, the
you said you're working about the second album.
Oh, the first album, it is actually online. Apparently, it was pro-gospel because I grew up in church. So as a start, Mama was like, just do a gospel album. You've got all these songs. I was writing gospel songs. Yeah, so I had to do a gospel album to start with. So it's there on SoundCloud, it's there on YouTube as well, yeah.
So the second album is more secular?
The second album is more jazz, it's more me. The second album is more me, yeah.
Well, your mom supports you, she was here tonight, so we thank her for making
she's
focused. So what you want to say to your potential fans and your existing fans?
I want my people to be ready to listen to real music with the real instruments and real voices for a real performance.
Batsirai Shasha, all the best.
Thank you.
For the Mtaka Band.
Mtaka Band, yeah.
All the best. Good. And 3MOB Radio, Larry here. Good cheers.
This is a 3MOB Radio production. www.3-mob.com